When we move to a new place, most of us would like to get to know our neighbors, but actually doing that can be tricky or maybe awkward. When our next guest moved from Milwaukee to Appleton, he made it happen by arranging a party for his whole neighborhood. The Unity in the Community Block Party, which has grown to include community resource groups, is happening for the third straight year now on July 27th in Appleton's Hart Park. We also want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you know your neighbors? If you don't, do you wish you did? If you do, how did you go about making those connections? Are there block parties or community get-togethers in your part of the state? Does it make life better to know the people around you? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Eric Allen is the founder and president of Sold Out Ministries, S-O-U-L-E-D, Out Ministries in Appleton, and opportunity coordinator at Appleton East High School. He started the Unity in the Community Block Party. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, there you were, Eric, in a new neighborhood, a new city in Appleton. What were you thinking as you thought, hey, I'm new here, I don't know anybody?
That's right. Yeah. My daughter, Kimora, which is our youngest, would play with a lot of kids on the block, and they would actually have a good time, but there was a disconnect between the parents. We never got a chance to meet the parents, didn't know who the parents were. So me and my wife thought, hey, what a great idea to just go knock on doors and see who's here and see what we can do to get to know our neighbors. So after that, me and my wife, we just went door to door, got a petition going to see if we can get the street blocked off. You know, of course, a lot of neighbors were, you know, in agreeance to some. Even that wasn't home at the time, they actually signed a petition, and we got it going. Got the streets blocked off, and the neighbors came out. They barbecued. We just had a great time. We had bounce houses. The Appleton Fire Department, they were there. Quick Trip, they gave some donations. It was a huge event.
Why was it so important for you to get to know the neighbors?
Well, for me, it was real important because we were actually living on the same block. So we wanted to not so much to start a neighborhood watch group, but, you know, we wanted to be in contact, in tune with what was going on the block, any community happenings, events, and things like that. And I think it's important that we engage with those that we're staying around. So then that way we'll be able to look out for one another, especially our children.
Eric, I'll admit, I'd probably be a bit shy about doing this. You know, I wouldn't just go up to people or go door to door and introduce myself and try to get something like that together. What would you say to people who are in my boat? How do we overcome that?
I would say just do it. Be like Nike, just do it. I'm a people person. I love to interact with people. I love to talk with people. I love to fellowship. I love to eat. So I would say a person that's kind of shy, just kind of hang out in the area just a little bit, you know, hey, water some grass, cut some lawns, or see, you know, what you can do to help beautify the block at first, and then let it go from there.
Talking to Eric Allen from Appleton about his efforts to get to know his neighbors, in part by starting the Unity in the Community Block Party, going into its third year now. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you done something like this to get to know your neighbors? Are you in a place where you don't know your neighbors? How do you feel about that? Or are you in a place where you feel like, yeah, everybody does know everybody and it feels pretty good? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Eric, year three, and this thing is growing, right?
Yes, it is. It's growing. We actually moved off the block. Me and my wife, we're in the process now, still home shopping, and I tell you, it is something. We actually moved off the block, and we outgrew the block, and we moved it to Manassas Hart Park. So this year, last year was a huge success. Unfortunately, we got a little rain, so the turnout wasn't as big, but it was still nice. This year, we thought, maybe why don't we include the nonprofit organizations? Because after talking with a lot of families, doing a lot of community events, and working with scholars here in the schools, a lot of parents don't know about all the resources that they have readily available to them in the community. And so we've been reaching out to different organizations, and we've been getting a lot of people thinking it's a great idea. And so far, we got a number of people aboard so far.
Eric, hang on the line with us. I want to bring in a caller now. Sharon is with us in Appleton. Sharon, hi.
Hi. Yeah, we started this about 5 years ago.
Hello.
Hi. Excuse me, I'm at a bank right now. There we go. Yeah, about 5 years ago, we live in an older neighborhood because we are older. And that doesn't mean anything. But so I just decided I wanted to get to know people, put together a flyer, handed it out to about 30 of our neighbors. And we hosted the first year. And we had about 85% of people show up. And it was great.
And now, do you feel like, you go out on the street, you see the neighbors, these are people you know now, having made that first step with them, Sharon?
Oh, yeah. It's been huge. And every year it expands. We have three of us now that host. We kind of rotate it through. Sometimes we do it in the winter, sometimes in the summer, sometimes both. And it's just made a whole difference in the neighborhood. We've had people, like I said, it's an older neighborhood that have lived there for 40 to 50 years and just knew their immediate neighbors. And now they have, they can go a whole couple blocks.
Sharon, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Eric, have you seen that in your community since you started Unity in the community? That feels like people know each other better now.
Yes, man. People look forward to it. They talk about how they enjoyed themselves, enjoyed the entertainment, just to see the kids interact with one another, other family members that come out. And they always asking, hey, is it going to be in the same spot next year or where you having it this year? So it feels good to see that, especially when you're in your local neighborhood grocery stores and stuff like that. So, yeah, I like that.
Sharon, thanks a lot for sharing that story with us. You mentioned the kids. You know, the kids will just go out and play with other kids. We lose that when we're grown-ups, right? We just don't run out and play with Eric next door.
Right, yeah. And there was a chance for the adults to connect on a level that they had never connected on. We were doing some dancing out there, some little singing and things of that nature. And everybody got to share some of their favorite dishes. Some people prepared food in the home that they brought out. Others bought their barbecue grill out. We had lawn chairs. We just had a good time.
I want to bring in another caller. Gary is with us in Kaukauna. Gary, hi.
Yeah, good afternoon. I heard your program. I enjoy this because somebody encouraged me one time. He said, you should write a book about the old neighborhood. I said, no, I'm not qualified to do that. But I grew up in the 40s, 50s, and so forth, and we had a great neighborhood. It wasn't Listeria Way, but it was there were a lot of different people that had different issues, but everybody got along and they pulled in the same direction. In fact, two of the neighbors had boats and they would take all the parents out on a Friday night to go for a fish fry at a local yacht club. And the kids later on, because they would have a block party, would have to shuck the corn and put it in the tanks because one of the neighbors had a corn lot. and we ate the corn and so forth, and they had a big party. And every night at midnight when they had the party, one of the neighbors would bring out a shotgun. This is in the city, of course.
Oh, good. Okay.
And he'd shoot the shotgun out, and everybody enjoyed that.
I got you, Gary. Just a minute or so left with Eric. I don't know about shooting off the shotgun at midnight, but I hear in Gary, and probably you hear this from people, kind of a hunger. Like, hey, I wish my neighborhood was like this, where people would get together like this. What do you think, Eric?
What's that?
That do you get a sense that a lot of people are hungry for these kind of neighborhood get-togethers like Gary had and like you created?
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. I think a lot of people respond well to it when it's happening. Like you said, a lot of people just don't know how to make that connection or don't know how to make that interaction with their neighbor. So they wait in the background and they lean and depend on stuff like this. So they look forward to it, I think. They look forward to it.
In our last few moments, Eric, can you give a pep talk to somebody who maybe thinks, yeah, I want this, but I don't know. Am I the person to do it?
Yeah, I would say if you're thinking about it, then you're the person to do it. you are. And the best way to start is with your neighbor and see what your neighbor thinks about it. And then, hey, I say grab a couple kids like we did and just go for it. It's hard to resist the little ones when they're with you.
Eric, thank you so much for telling us about this. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for having me.
That's Eric Allen, president of Sold Out Ministries in Appleton, the founder of the Unity and Community Block Party that's happening this year on July 27th at Hart Park. You can still share your stories. Have you gotten to know your neighbors? How did you do it? Did it just sort of happen, or did somebody make it happen? Was that somebody you? You can email ideas@WPR.org right now and tell us about it, or tweet us at Central Time WPR.